Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav. The shiur is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tet Zayin, and the Mishnah Amud Aleph brings the Manishtano, the four questions that the son asks his father. And before we get into the Seder of the four questions, just to point out over here, why do you need a son asking the father more than anybody else? So as mentioned in the previous shiur, the idea of Leila Seder is Emuna, the belief in Hashem. The whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to reveal the name of Hashem. And the way we transfer Emuno is from a father to son. You have to tell your son the story. Because we saw the Emuno, as Rambam tells us in the Pasha's boy. Because Shmuel showed one generation the great things that happened. But how do we transfer to the next generation, the generation after that? That's the idea of through the bunny, through the children. A father delivers the Emuno to the son. It's not only a knowledge you can get from a Rebbe, but the emuno is the feeling. So you have in the deep depths of the heart, that comes only from father to son, and that's what we're dealing over here in Leila Seder. And with this, we come to understand, what's the idea that we have? Dafka, four questions in Leila Seder. The Rekach already points out that really there should be 12 questions. He goes on through a list of 12 questions. And many of them Mefarshim ask why we don't ask about the four Koisis, why we don't ask about the Chareisis. Why would Dafka say these four? And we can add to that, that the way our Mishnah is written, the way our Gersa is, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, instead of asking about Haseva, we asked about Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was done with sleep. That's the fourth question in this Mishnah. Today, the Wudam Korban Pesach, we say Haseva. Why didn't we ask about Haseva in the time of Beis HaMikdash as well? We shouldn't really ask this question. Someone answer, because then it was normal to do Haseva. It wasn't a Chiddush. For us, it's a Chiddush. But if there's a mashmos over here that we're changed, we always are makbid to have dafka four questions. Four, and not more and not less. Why are we so emphasizing four, and why dafka these four? So it's already brought down Chazal that the question of the son in Leila Seder is coming to bring about the revelation of the name of Hashem. And this we get to something we spoke about a little bit in the past, that the name of Hashem is built from the letters Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei represents the two opposite powers in the world. As the Mekubalim say, one is the Chesed, one is the Din. Two opposite powers. The Vav represents the transformation. The way you take these upper powers and you bring it down here to the world. And then the last A is how everything comes to fruition. To explain this a little bit more, we know that Yud and Kei represent the two worlds that were created. Shmuel created Olam Haba with Yud, Olam Haza with Hey. So these are the two opposites. The letter Vav and Hey, when the Amalek comes to the world, Ein Hashem Shalem, so you have only Yud-Kei. So Vav Hey is how this name comes down to the world, as it transforms here into this world, and we're able to touch and feel a Kodesh Baruch. And we have a Amalek that's missing. So Vav Hey is how this thing comes down to here and comes to fruition. So Mimele, the four questions that we have over here really correspond to these letters of the name of Hashem. The two opposite questions is obviously the question of Matzah and the question of Mor. Matzah represents Geula. We were Nik'al B'chipazon. That's what we in Matzah. While Mor represents Galus, represents the suffering. So that's the two opposites. Then the third question is the state of Shilim. Why do we have that state of Shilim? So the Gemara told us in the previous daf, we have state of Shilim in order to make the son ask. That's the only reason we have state of Shilim. This is the transformation. This is how you bring things from above down here to the world through the sipur that the father tells the son, as we said in the beginning of this year. And then finally, we come to the fruition. How does everything come out? So here, in our day and age, we say, Haseva. What's Haseva? We're sitting in the Seder like kings because we're appreciating everything that we went through. The Golus, the Geula. We're telling it to our sons that what are we doing? We're sitting Kibnei Choyrim in Haseva. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, we said better than that. We spoke about how everything comes about in Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is the main way we see that Geula, we see everything comes to fruition. Korban Pesach is, we mentioned already, in the name of the Maharal, Korban Pesach is all done ke'echot, to reveal Hashem Echot in the world. That's why, you're not allowed to break a bone in it. It's the Achdus of Hashem. That's the ultimate fruition. And the entire Beis HaMikdash, we connect to the Achdus Hashem. That's the Gilui that we have. But now that we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we see it ourselves that we're sitting by Seva. That's why it's Dafka 4, and that's why it changed from before the Churban Beis HaMikdash to after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because the revelation of Leila Seder comes through the Gilui of the name of Hashem. And with this, we understand right away the answer to the questions. In the first year of Bala, where is the answer to the questions? With this, we see right away that the answer comes right away. Avodim Ayinu, that's Mor. V'yetzienu, that's Matzo. And then it says, V'ilu lo yetzienu, re'onu, uvanenu, uvnei vanenu, us with all our children will stay in Mitzrayim. That's transformation. That's our connection between a father and son. And that's what it says. V'fikach. That's what we have to go and say the Sipur. That's the fruition that comes to what? Us. These are the four answers to the four questions which all refer to the Gilui of the name of Hashem in Leila Seder. Anyone wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.